It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Joseph Kalimbwe, good afternoon to you. Welcome and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us. Pastor Kalimbwe? Pastor, if you're talking, you're mute. There you go.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hi, Pastor. Our question for today, Pastor, is how do Christians explain the apparent contradictions between God's omniscience and human free will? I'm not quite sure if you understand the question. I couldn't understand it, Mfundisi. Do you?
Okay. No, I do.
Okay, go ahead. You can explain the question and then you can answer it, Mfundisi.
Yes. God's omniscience and human's free will, it is, in another way, it has brought a philosophical debate for the paradox of freedom of fatalism, where people believe that God has control over our choices, since he knows our future. But in the context of Christianity, that is not true at all, because theologically, we believe, yes, that we believe in God's omniscience for knowledge. He knows the future. And at the same time, we believe that he has given us a freedom of choice. Yes, he knows what will happen tomorrow and my choices, but he doesn't control our choices, nor were we created as robots so that we cannot choose for ourselves. In fact, he reveals right and wrongs to us in advance, and then he gives us a freedom to choose for ourselves. When we choose to sin, God will still give us a second chance to make the right decision. In fact, he even provides a solution to our mistakes before we commit them. May I draw your attention to the plan of redemption. The plan of our redemption was not an afterthought. From the beginning, God knew the apostles of Satan and the fall of man. God did not ordain that sin should exist, but he foresaw its existence and made provision to meet the terrible emergence. Before Adam sinned and before sin entered into the heart of Satan, God provided the solution to sin. In the fullness of time, Christ came and died for humanity. That is a solution. But does this mean that Adam had no choice to sin? He did so because God provided everything possible for Adam not to sin. And he was not created as a robot. He created him with a free will to choose. No one is destined to hell. We are all destined for Jerusalem, but our choices matter a lot. Choosing Christ or Satan is up to you. Choosing to get baptized or not is up to you. We have an authority to choose for ourselves, and our choices will affect our future in a positive way or negative way. I would rather personally, Joseph, to choose Jesus and live forever. As John 3:16, that says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life." The verse says, Christ died for everyone, meaning everyone acted according to the plan of God. Everyone is destined for Jerusalem. But since he has given us a freedom of choice, it is now you to choose Jesus or to choose Satan. So there's no contradiction in this question, especially in the context of Christianity. They all go together. He knows the future, but he doesn't control our choices. Because we are not robots. He created us with free will. In a nutshell, that's what I can add.
Okay.
Sure.
So, okay, let me see if I understand you well, Mfundisi.
Okay.
This person is suggesting And you are agreeing that God is omniscient. He knows everything.
Yes.
Even though he had done things that he didn't know were going to happen, like creating mankind and regretting that mankind. Didn't he know that mankind is going to sin and be continually evil before he created mankind? Why did he drown them then? Why did he regret it? If didn't he know he's going to regret it?
Yes, God knew that mankind will fall one day, as he knew the apostles of Satan, but he went ahead to create human being. But before he created Adam and before he created everything, he provided a solution to sin.
No, I'm talking about regretting, Mfundis. The Bible says, and God regretted creating mankind. Why did he create them, and how come he did not know that they would make him regret? Regret, by definition, is a word that says, I didn't know this was going to, had I known, I would never have done this. That's the nature and the definition of regret. Why would God, who knows everything, regret?
Wow. That's a good question. Actually, we have took context. He knew everything about the future. He knew that he would regret, but why he went ahead to create a mankind. In another way, God knew everything. Then he provided a solution. But later on, man, instead of obeying God, he continued sinning. Like to Adam, in the case of Adam, after creating him, he provided a solution. And again, man continues sinning. That's why we see God regretting. But even after regretting, we see God again providing another solution to the problem. He knew everything. But now that regret, it doesn't mean that he did not know what will happen in the future.
Why regret then if he didn't, if he knew?
Why regretting?
Why did God, why did he regret if he knew that they're going to do what they're going to do in the future?
Why he regretted that, regretting that he made a mankind.
Right.
Yes, the context, let's speak the context in this way. Man created man, I mean, God created man. After creating him, man sinned. And after sinning, God provided a solution. But he continued again sinning. That's now we see God regretting.
Why? Why would he regret, Mfundisi?
Since he knew the future.
That they would sin.
He knew that man would sin.
Yes.
It's because of the continuously sinning of mankind.
But he knew that already, right?
Yes, he knew.
Then why would he regret it?
Okay, for example, it's like you know that my child, you make a mistake here. Then you provide a solution to that mistake. Then the child continues again making the same mistake. What will happen?
Well, I don't know, because I'm not God. If I know that my child is going to reject the solution, I'm not going to regret it.
Definitely you will, because you've provided the solution, but he continues again sinning.
But why would you even provide a solution if you know that the child is not going to follow the solution? Why waste time? Why? What are you creating here? What impression are you creating here if you're going to, you know the child is not going to follow the solution, and still you do it anyway? And by the time of the flood in Genesis chapter 6, there was no solution at the time.
Oh, it's during the time of Noah. There was a solution. Now is where we see Noah preaching to almost everyone, rebuking them that there will be a flood. So prepare for this flood so that everyone...
God didn't prepare for the rest of the people. He prepared for Noah and his family and for the animals. There was no room for every other... When we talk about Noah preaching, that was a facade that was created there in Mfundisi, because had those people repented, for example, where was God going to put them?
Definitely God would have found a solution.
But we know for a fact that the instructions that were given to Noah to create, the ark, that room was not enough for everyone who was on the face of the earth. So we are told somebody is lying when they said they had to preach to people in order for the people to repent. Somebody needs to tell us the truth, because before he went and preached, He was told to go and build the ark.
Oh, but did he preach to everyone?
Even if he was to preach to one person, there was no room for that one person in the ark. The room was for his family and the animals. The instructions to build, it was those instructions were meticulous. But the point that I'm driving here, Mfundis, is that there is something that we are not told about this omniscience of God. If God is indeed omniscient, all-knowing, there is no way God could regret. You only regret things that you did not know. And there's no way you're going to say, I want them to repent. I'm providing a solution for them. But you don't create room for them in case you knew they were not going to repent. So there was no, it's not true that he was preaching to them because he knew they were not going to repent.
Definitely he did. The problem during the time of Noah,
right,
is where we see people, Noah is preaching to everyone.
Right.
But no one accepted the truth. Now, let us put it in this line. If they all accepted the truth, what Noah talked about, what would have God done?
Well, the assumption is...
Definitely, you would have found a solution, another way to save people.
Yeah, what I'm saying, Mfundisi, is before we postulate, we know for a fact that the instructions were instructions to build a certain measure of an ark. And the measure that was so meticulously detailed did not include room for the people that were so-called preached to. So when God instructed the building of the ark, there was no intention for that ark to include the people that Noah would then preach to.
That's why now the doctrine of God's omniscience
right.
comes in. Yes. He knew that at the end of the preaching, there
right.
would be this group of people. And these are the one who will be in the ark.
But I asked them, Fundis, that why would he regret? Okay, if he knew, why did he regret?
Definitely now, but the context now it's different there. Why did he regret
right.
mankind? I've answered in the way whereby mankind continued sinning. When you read,
but he knew that. According to your assertion, Fundis, he knew. He knows everything. He's omniscient.
Yes.
I want to give you one last example, Mfundisi, and then I want to let you go. Another example, the Bible tells us about Abraham welcoming visitors. And these visitors are supposedly sent by God or are God. But the big problem is God sent these visitors to find out what is happening in Sodom and Gomorrah. To find out? How does a God find out? Isn't he omniscient? The Bible says they went to find out
what is happening in Gomorrah.
Right.
Why did he send them?
To find out. That's my question, Mfundis. Why would an all-knowing God not know what is happening in Sodom and Gomorrah?
For him just to send them, it's a sign of showing that God knew that things are not okay there.
It doesn't say that. He said, this Bible says he sent them to find out. He didn't say he knew.
Yeah. They went to find out.
Right.
And after finding out, they destroyed the city.
My question is, how does a God that knows everything seek to find out? So there are things that God does not know?
God, he knows everything.
Then why find out?
Actually, it's not finding out that the people... that there is sin in Gomorrah. God knew that there is sin in Gomorrah.
But the Bible doesn't say that, Mfundis. The Bible doesn't say God knew. God sent those messengers to find out.
Those are angels.
To find out for God.
To find out for God. But it doesn't mean that God did not know that there is sin in Gomorrah.
Then why would he send people to find out if he knew, Mfundis? There's nothing to find out if you know.
he would have just sent or destroyed the city. But you know, God will never destroy the city before, destroy human being before rebuking them.
But they were not there to rebuke them. He went to find out. That's my point.
Yes, that's why when they went to that side, we see them saving these family of Lot.
We're not talking about the saving now, Mfundisi. The issue is about the omniscience of God. And the send a God that's going to go and send messengers to go and find out. That's a God that doesn't know. He's waiting for the messengers to come and tell him. So that God does not know.
Definitely, no, he knows.
Where do you get that from, Mfundisi? If he's going, the Bible says he sent them to find out. Now, when are you saying he knew? Based on what?
We get it in the context of free will now.
Okay.
God, he knows that these people who sin, these people, they're doing that and that. But he doesn't have control over a choice of somebody.
Now, okay.
The first question you asked about why God regretted. Yes, he knew, but a human being has also a free will to choose. So even in Gomorrah again, God, he knew that there was sin. But people, they have a freedom of choice. That's why we see he gives them more ample time.
I'm not disputing the freedom of choice, Mfundisi. I am asking about God finding out what is happening in Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yes. Why he was finding out in Gomorrah? Now, that's why we are saying now he knew what was happening there.
Where do you get that from? Where do you get it from that he knew?
That's why he sent them.
Where do you get it from, Mfundisi, that he knew? That's what I'm asking.
Okay. It's just by the virtue of sending people to find out. Already the verse says he knew that there is a problem, because you can't send someone in the place where you don't know what is there.
You do, Mfundisi. If you want to find out, you go and say and find out something's going on there. Go find out what's happening.
Something that is either it's wrong or what.
You don't know what's happening there.
No, but to God he knew.
Where do you get that from? Where do you get it from that God knew?
Just the context there, it tells me for God to send, go and find out what is happening in Gomorrah. And at the end of the day, when they reached there, they found people committing sin and all sort of things.
Let me read it to you so that you know exactly what I'm referring to. This is the book of Genesis chapter 18. Verse 2, Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he hurried from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed low to the ground. He said, "If I have found favor in your eyes, and my Lord, do not pass your servant by." So these are the men that I'm referring to, Mfundisi. Do you remember the story?
Yes, I do.
All right. Verse 16 then says, when the men got up to leave, they looked down toward Sodom, and Abraham walked along with them to see them on their way. Then the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do? Abraham will surely become a great and powerful nation, and all nations on earth will be blessed through him. For I have chosen him so that the will direct his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord. Verse 20. Then the Lord said, the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great, and their sin so grievous, that I will, that's God. Verse 21, that I will go down and see if what they have done is as bad as the outcry that has reached me. If not, I will know. So God is saying, I'm going to see if. So he doesn't know whether the outcry is actually as bad.
So where is the finding out you talked in the text?
That's what the verse says there, Mfundisi. Verse 20 says, the Lord said, the outcry... I'm reading it to you again, Mfundisi.
Okay.
Then the Lord said, the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great, and their sin so grievous, that I will go down... Verse 21, that I will go down and see if what they have done is as bad as the outcry that has reached me. If not, I will know. Verse 22. The men turned away and went toward Sodom, but Abraham remained standing before the Lord.
In verse 20, how did he know that there is sin in Gomorrah?
The Bible says, then the Lord said, the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is so great.
Is so great. How did he know?
The verse 20 doesn't tell us how he knew. What we know that there's something that he does not know.
Now, immediately, just in verse 20, it tells us that God, he knows the future.
My question is about verse 21.
Okay.
Verse 21 says that I will go down and see if what they have done is as bad as the outcry that has reached me. If not, I will know. I'm asking now, why is he finding out? He's sending these guys to go and find out. So how can an all-knowing God not know what is going on? What is he finding out?
Verse 20, I'm in love with verse 20.
I'm asking about verse 21, Mfundis. I'm asking about verse 21. What is it that he doesn't know if he's all-knowing? How come he's finding out?
Everything begins first with verse 20. Where God knows what is happening there, that is God's omniscience. And then he goes, verse 20 says, I'm going to find out what is happening there.
Why is a God, an all-knowing God, finding out? That's the question, Mfundis. Why is an all-knowing God finding out? He's supposed to know. He shouldn't be finding out still.
Because now a human being has been given a free will of choice.
I'm talking about finding out, Mfundis. The all-knowing God does not find out. He knows the choices you're going to make. You'll freely make the choices, but he knows which choice you're going to freely make. My question is, how can an all-knowing God find out?
Yes, but forget verse 20, because it's where the context of God's omniscience is. But verse 21, where we are, it is where we see the free will of man. God, he knew.
Mfundis, I'm not asking about the free will now. I'm asking about the all-knowingness of God.
Yes, is where I'm coming. God, he knew everything there. But he doesn't have power to control the choice of people. That's why he goes to that side.
Does he know it, though?
Reaching there. But even just the presence of the angels that side in Gomorrah, it was enough to testify even for these people actually to repent.
So does he know that free will? Does he know what they're going to choose, the people of Sodom are going to do?
God, he knows, but he has no power on choice.
So why is he finding out if he knows?
If he knows, why finding out?
Right.
It's not really, when you read the context very well, God already knew what was happening there.
Then why is he sending them to find out?
Even when the angels went that side, the Bible says, I'll go myself.
Yeah, so
I'll go myself and see what is happening there.
Yeah, so he doesn't know what is happening there. That's why he still has to go and find out what's happening.
Okay, now the verse is not saying God went to that side, but God said, I'll go myself and see what is happening there.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have heard the context.
Yes, I've read it time and time again, Mfundis. That's why I'm asking, why then is he seeking knowledge if he already has knowledge?
Now God is saying, I'm going there myself. He's not sending. I don't know if you get me well.
It doesn't really matter, Mfundis, whether he's sending, but the Bible here says he sent there the angels. When you read,
okay.
So the bottom line there, Mfundis, is whether he is going there himself, whether he's sending, that for me is of not interest now. My interest is an all-knowing God that seeks knowledge. There's a direct contradiction there. And that's what this person who sent this question is asking about, in my humble estimation.
Yes. But the verse that we have read, especially verse 21, God says, I'll go myself there. He's not sending people to find out.
To do what? He's going there to do what, Mfundis?
Yes. When you read ahead, you will not find God being in Gomorrah.
I'm asking he says he will go there to do what?
to find out.
Why? Doesn't he know already?
Okay, but the question is, did God went there?
That's not the question.
He did not.
The question is, what is he finding out if he knows already?
Okay, he knows what will happen. But did God went that side? He did not go. But later on, we see just a destruction in Gomorrah. Now, which means that God saw what was happening actually in Gomorrah. So he didn't need to go there physically. He saw already. And in this verse, he says, I will go myself there to see what is happening.
Okay. All right.
But I don't know if you get it.
I got it many times, Mfunis. I was hoping you're going to answer the question I was asking. But I understand, Mfunis. Thank you very much for your time. We're going to have another question tomorrow. We have an entire week of these questions. People come through with these questions. They baffle me too. And that's why I cannot answer them. I need pastors to answer them.
All right.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mfundisi. I appreciate your time.
No, greetings to our listeners.
Ngosi Mfundisi.